Stam eitzim liyasoka heinoimdim. Stam eitzim, when you grow eitzim wood, it's meant for the purpose of burning it, to have enjoyment from the heat. And therefore, usually the enjoyment comes after the biuron, therefore it has no kedusha shvius. So even though you're going to take this wood now and make it for a torch, but metchila did not have the kedusha shvius does not come upon it. And like Rashi says, that stam eitzim liyasoka nitnu, the loy lihoyer, and not made just stam to use for a torch. Hilkach eitzim ninu umikoro lechalalayo shvius. At the beginning, shvius was not chal upon it. Avos svichim satin, but this dyed wood, stomim letzviya, it was grown for the purpose of dying. Hilkach halalayo kedusha, viyasiru liachar beer, it's also liachar beer, achle hesek, even to burn it. And the ole kanam legufanim yesh echle moisem yesh masikin. Now these leaves before some eat it and some use it for burning. Therefore, it goes bosu the machshava when you pick it off. So if you pick it off for the purpose of eating it, it has kedusha shvius. That's called hamiyosin of urin shoven. But if you pick it off for manas to burn it, then it has no kedusha shvius. So the kitzur, this is a terrace to the stira. Therefore, there's no stira. That the wood that's meant for tzviya, that you have enjoyment and biur and shoven, has kedusha shvius. But regular wood that's for burning purpose has no kedusha shvius. Just certain things that these lulvim, that depends what you pick it up for, it depends what you picked it up for. Whether you picked it off for eating or you picked it off for burning purposes. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rav Kana says, the Eitzim Lehasoka, this Svara that was saying that Stam Eitzim, that's grown for burning purposes, has no Kedusha Shvius, Yishino Tanoi, really it's a Machlokes Tanoim. In other words, it's a Machlokes Tanoim, if you're going to take this torch, this wood, and change your mind to use it for a torch, does your mind help to make it into a Kedusha Shvius or not, is really a Machlokes Tanoim. Like one way is know that stam eitzim is made lahasaka, and that's all. When it's grown, it has no kedusha shvius at all, and it can never get it. Or else, no, maybe it could change with your machshava.
Panat, the Tanya would learn like this: Ein moisrin teres shvius loy la mishra v'loy la kvusa. You're not allowed to give over the fruits of shvius, not la mishra v'loy la kvusa. La mishra, Rashi says that's when you want to soak your pishtin in wine. Lamishra means soaking. If you want to soak flax in wine, so you're not allowed to use it from shvius. You can't use teres shvius to soak something with. That's not called lachila. It's not called you having enjoyment b'shash b'yurei. And the same thing for loyla kvusa. You're not allowed to clean. You can't use teres shvius to clean things, to clean begotten with it. Rabbi Yossi says, noisnim teres shvius l'teicha mishra l'teicha ha kvusa. No, Rabbi Yossi says you're allowed to. You're allowed to take these fruits of shvius and use it either to soak something in or else to clean something in. Now, what's the machlokes? My time of the Rabbanan, what's the reason of the Rabbanan that he said it's also that you can't use teres shvius for the purpose of soaking flax in or for the purpose of washing something with? Because all makro de dash in the pasuk says li ochlo teres shvius has kedusha on it that you have to eat it. There's a pshat li ochlo and we darshim v'loy la moshra, and then not to soak. You can't use it just to soak your flax in it. And also with darshan liochlo v'loy lechvusa. You can't use it to clean your clothing with it. That's not called an eating. Lochlo means to eat the fruits. And that's used it for a type of a soap. Rabbi Yossi Yoimino, Omakor, the Pesach says lechem. Lechol tzachechem. Rabbi says the Pesach says lechem. For any use you want, you're allowed to use the teres shvius. So you can use the teres shvius to soak with or to clean with. The pasuk says lachem. The pasuk still says the word lachem. So why do Rabbanan say these things are also? So I tell you, lachem dumi d'liyochla. It's true. It says the word lachem. It's for you, but it has to be like an achila. What does that mean? The mi shehaniyosa biyur shoven. It has to be something that the hano and the beer come together. Now it's like eating. Just like when you eat the fruit, you have enjoyment. The same time you're destroying it. So any type of enjoyment and destroying comes together with smuta. But yotza mishra kvusa, but it goes out, you can't soak flax in teres shvius and wine, or you can't clean with it. Shahaniyosoi achab yuroi, because you first have the enjoyment much later. Like right now you're soaking your flax in the wine. Right now when you're soaking you don't have enjoyment. It's only in a few days from now, later on you have enjoyment. So the enjoyment comes way later after the biurei. That's also on teres shvius. And Rashi says, it has to be hanor shi b'shor shukolim in oilam. It has to be an enjoyment you're having right now when it's being used up from the world. But yotza mishra chusa shemishor shematim and pishtin I beged b'yayin. When you first put the pishtin or the beged into the wine, niskalkul, right then the beged becomes dead. The nevayer and the peres gets used up. You only have enjoyment another 2 or 3 days from now. Where after when the flax is soaked well, so since you have enjoyment first later on, that's no good. The enjoyment has to be here right now and not later on. The pasuk says liochlo. The pasuk says liochlo only to eat it. How come he says you're allowed to use a mishra and a chvusa? Or Malach, he answers, "Who mi boiler l'kidatanya?" The word liochlo I dash differently. On the teres shviyas, the teres that grow this year in shmitam, the tanya we learned liochlo, you're allowed to eat the teres v'loylim lugma. You can't make like medicine from it. Then lugma, that's what's also to make medicine from it. That's not called an eating it. Toimi, you're telling me liochlo v'loylim lugma. Maybe not the maybe it means even to say you can only eat the perish shvius, but you can't wash your clothing with it. How come you're telling me you're not allowed to make medicine, but you're allowed to use for washing purposes? So I'll answer you like this: when the pasuk says the word lochem here, hare kavus omar, it's like saying you're allowed to have enjoyment. You could wash your clothing, but still the gemara is bahamani makayin liyochlo liyochlo blam luglo. So what do you answer me though? But the pasuk says the word liochlo, that means not for like medicine purposes. But the more still is, oh ma rayas, but why do you say this for? Ma rayas, what makes you see to say l'rabis hakvusa ul haitiyasam lugma? That you want to tell me you're allowed to use peirish shvius, you're allowed to use the wine of Shemitah to wash your clothing with it, but you're not allowed to use it to make medicine from it. Why? Maybe just the opposite. Why shouldn't I say marbani yasakvusa? So it's now, Mar writes about the Rabbi Sakhvusa, let's hear some Luglo. You know why? I'll tell you, Mar Ben Yesakhvusa, and you know why I say you're allowed to wash your clothing with Peirish Shvius, Sheshova B'choladim. Because everybody could use that. Everybody has to wash their clothing. Or Moitze and Yesam Lugma, Shein Neshova B'choladim. Mashenkim Lugma, like medicine, it's only for a sick person. It's not for everybody. So therefore, that's not called Liochla. So that's why I say better Liochla means it has to be something that everybody uses it. And not for like medicine that only sick people use, that's no good. But kvusa, washing your clothing, that everybody washes their clothing, that you're allowed to do with perishrius. So Mar says now, Kaman Oslo, who does it go like? Hod the Tanya, that we learned. That li'och lov lo'ilim lugma. We darshim when the pasuk says li'och lov perishrius, you're supposed to eat them for lo'ilim lugma, and also li'och lov, you're supposed to eat it for lo'ilim ziluf. And you're not supposed to just sprinkle it. The zilif means you used to sprinkle it on the floor to make it smell good. So Rashi says, Shemazalfin Yayin Babayas. You used to sprinkle some wine in the floor of the house to make it smell good. Vainami Rashi says, Ain Shavla Choladim. Shein Sara Zilif El Adam Unag Umudan. Only a delicate person really needs this smell in the house of the wine. But a normal person doesn't. So we darshin L'Ochla. And not lemlugma, lochlov lezilof, lochlov lelasis memenu alkituzin. You can't make something to make you like vomit, like here Rashi says. You can't use the perishrius also to do something that normal people don't use with it. Command, who does this go like? Rabbi Yosi. This goes also according to Rabbi Yosi Shita. Because Rabbi Yosi is the one that says, lechol tzorcheichem, that you're allowed to have kavusa and mishra. Only these things you're not allowed to use. Because if according to Rabbanan Shita, Ikanami Mishra Kfusa. Because according to Rabbanan Shita, it should have also already said Mishra and Kfusa, that's also Wasa. But since it doesn't say these things, that's why it goes according to Rabbi Yosi. Yes, Rashi in the middle explained what the Tanoi is. Rashi said
like this. But the Machlokes really is like this. The reason why the Rabbanan say you can't use these Peiris for the Mishra and Kfusa, even though you're picking them off for that purpose, is because Stam Peiris Ali Achila. So stam is grown to eat, therefore it's chal kedusha shvius. So even though when you pick off the pears you have in mind to use it for kvusa, which is le'acha biuron, still the kedusha was ready chal. And Rabbi Yossi holds, no, we don't care what it was grown for at the beginning, but it depends what your machshav was when you pick it off. So if you pick off these peris, amnas, to use it for kvuso, or to use it for mishra, so since your hano is going to be la'achaz man biuroi, therefore it's not chal kedusha shriyas on it. So the same thing would be by the wood. According to chomnin stam, wood is made la'asok, it has no kedusha shriyas. So even if you pick off wood now for the purpose of making a torch, still it would not have the kedusha shriyas. And according to Rabbi Yossi, you go bossy a machshava. So if you pick off the wood now, amanas, to make a torch out of it, that is called hanos and a bur and shoven, then kedusha shviyas would be chal upon the wood. And Rashi also explains, like, the only time that machshava helps according to everybody, that's something like we had before, that's by the olei kanim and by the olei gefanim. Because those things, stomen, it's only for both. Some people pick it off there for eitzim, for wood, and some people pick it off for achila. So there everybody's masking, you go after your machshava. That if you picked off those olei gefanim for eating purposes, it has kedusha shviyas. If you picked them off for the purposes of burning, the lasaka, then it has no kedusha shviyas. That everybody agrees to. Here the machlekes, the rabbanon and Rabbi Yossi, is even though metchila stam, these peiros are grown for eating purposes, and who then also stam eitzim is grown for the purpose of lasaka. So the question is, later when you pick it off with a different machshava, can your machshava change the halacha? That according to the Rabbanan sheet, it does not change. That these peiros, since they were grown stam for eating purposes, it always remains its kedusha shriyas. You cannot use it lemishra. Hu adin stam eitzim is lasaka I made, and therefore even if you pick it off now for a torch, still it's also still it has no kedusha shriyas. And if Yossi says no, you go bosa machshava. Therefore, if you pick off the peiros lemishra, it's muta. Hu adin if you pick off the wood amnas to make a torch out of it, then it would have kedusha shriyas. So the kids said, this is the machlokes tanoim, very good as toli ze boze. Yeah, now it says in the Mishnah again, Rabbi Yehuda ein im hashvach. Again, there was a machlokes in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rav Meir, in a case where you gave your wool to the dyer to make it red and he made it black, he changed it. Rav Meir says it's called a shinui, that the dyer is konerit, and Rabbi Yehuda says no, it's not a shinui, and therefore you have to give it back to the owner. So that was the machlokes we had in the Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Now the Gemara starts like this. That Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Achure de Rababa. Rabbi Yosef was sitting in the back of Rababa. Kaime de Rafuna was in front of Rafuna. The Yosef, Rafuna, and Rafuna were sitting. Hukama, and Rafuna said over that Yishno halacha krev Yeshua ben Korcha. We'll soon see which halacha we're talking about. But in one halacha we pass on Yeshua ben Korcha. And then he also said over Rafuna that the halacha krev Yehuda, Yishno Yosef paskin like krev Yehuda. So this the Gemara says, "Ahadrinu Rav Yosef liyape." So Rav Yosef turned his head back, like he disagreed, like he had something to say. Rav Yosef, Omar. Rav Yosef said like this: "Bishlem, I can understand very good. Yevishul ben Korcho, that you have a say. Zalach is like Yevishul ben Korcho. That's good. Itzrich, we need it because Asalko Daito Chamin. I would have thought to say that Yochid v'Rabim halacha k'Rabim. Usually when there's a machlekes Yochid v'Rabim, we know we pass like the Rabim." And therefore we should not paskin like Yeshua ben Korcho. Is Kamash Malon, it's very good, we're here, you have to teach me to say halacha ki yochid, we paskin like the yochid, and we paskin like Yeshua ben Korcho. Now the Gemara says, Mahi, where is this machlekes Yeshua ben Korcho, where is this halacha, they're telling me we paskin like him? So the Tanya will learn like this, Reb Yeshua ben Korcho Oimer, that milve bishtar ein nifroyin mehen, but milva al peh nifroyim mehen mifnei shu kamatzol miyodim. This is a loch in Avodah Zorah about before the Yom Chag and before the Goyish Chag, we're not allowed to do anything to give enjoyment to a Goy. Because we give enjoyment to a Goy before the day of their Chag, we're afraid they're going to go and be moided to their Avodah Zorah, and we're over lefnei iver or over al piyam that we're causing them to be over Avodah Zorah. So therefore the loch is that a milvu bishtar, like you have a if you have a shtar, that the guy owes you money, so therefore ain't nefroy mehem. You're not allowed to collect the money, you're not allowed to let him pay you up. Because if he pays you up, the svar is he feels happy that he paid up his chayv, it's off his chest now, he's going to feel happy. And if he feels happy, he may go ahead and be murdered to the avodah zarah. Mashem kein milva al peh, but if you don't have a shtar, it's not written down, it's only a milva al peh, then nefroy mehem, then you're allowed to collect the money. at any time, even though it says Yom Chag, the day of his holiday. Mivnei shul kamatzel miyodim, because it's a musvaras considered like you're being matzel miyodim. In other words, that otherwise you're afraid you may never collect the money. Since there's no shtar here, you have no proof for it. You have to be afraid maybe the girl will never pay you up. So therefore, you're allowed to collect the money. So that's Rabbi Shua ben Korcha's chilek, and that's halacha like him. That a milva al shteh, milva b'shtar ein nefroyim mehem, and a milva al teh is tak nefroyim mehem.
On his chag today, because he'll make him feel happy, maybe we'll be murdered to Rabbi Dezara. So it's good what you have to tell me, halacha Rabbi Shua ben Korcha. Ela, halacha Rabbi Yehuda, lomali. What do you have to say this for? Machloikis, yachakach stamhi. We know this machlokes for a mayor in Yehuda, it's a machlokes, and then it's a stam mishnah. And usually the klal is, o machlokes v'yachakach stam, halacha k'stam. Whenever we have a machlokes v'yachakach stam, we know the halacha is k'stam, that's the way we pass in. So what do you have to tell me for? Halacha k'stam machlokes, yeah? V'yachakach stam, halacha k'stam. Now machlokes b'bobakama. It's a machlokes here now with Gemara b'bobakama. That what? Litzvar layodim. If you give your wool to a dyer, and you tell him, I want you to dye it to me red. Vitzal the shocher, the guy takes and makes it black for you. Or the opposite way. Shocher vitzal v'yedim. You give it to him black, and he makes it red. So Rabbi Meir Rameyah says, noisin loy dimei timroy. The dyer is koina, it's a shinui. He only has to pay you back how much the wool was worth. Rabbi Yehuda Raymano, you're not koina b'shinui. The dye, this colorful dye, the colorful wool still belongs to the original owner. So only a question, how much does the owner have to pay the dyer? So it depends. If the shvach is more than the yitziyah, if the shvach is yeser al yitziyah, is worth more than the money he spent on it, you only have to pay him noisin al yitziyah, just how much he spent. The money he spent, though, as yisera al shvach, is worth more than the gain. Noisle the shvach, you only have to pay him the shvach. That's the machlokes we have here in the Mishnah in Bava Kama. Now, ustam b'bav mitziyah. It's a stam mishnah, the next mesechta b'bav mitziyah. Tetznan, we learned the mishnah in b'bav mitziyah. Kol ha-mishana. Anybody that changes does different than what the owner told him. Like in a case like this. If an owner gave you his wool and told you, make my wool red, and you took it and you made it black. So, kol ha-mishana, anytime you did different than you were told to, halacha, the Mishnah says, there's yod ala tachtoinoi, you lose out. So, that's like Rabbi Yehuda. The kol ha-choizavoy, whoever retracts, is also yod ala tachtoinoi. Says, so, since it's a stam Mishnah later, like Rabbi Yehuda, why did Rav Huna here have to paskin, halacha, Rabbi Yehuda? So, Gemara says, no, for Rav Huna Yisrach, Rav Huna still has to tell us this chiddush, halacha, Rabbi Yehuda. Because really, Sarkot, I would have thought to say like this. Ain Seder le Mishnah. Maybe there's no Seder in the Mishnah. We don't know which Mishnah came first. True, if it's a Machlokes first and then a Stam, we pass like a second one. But maybe it's a Stam first and then a Machlokes. We don't pass in that way. So we don't know what the Seder is. So we wouldn't know how to pass in. That's why he has to tell us, Halachic Rebbe Yehuda. Fistam, Yachak Machlokesi. So more of Rebbe Yosef. Rebbe Yosef says, no. Yochi is so, if you're going to be afraid of that, so kol machlok is v'yachakach stam, neima ein seder l'mishnah. So how do we ever have this klal of a machlok is v'yachakach stam? You should always say this klal of ein seder l'mishnah. Neima ein seder l'mishnah, and say it's a stam, v'yachakach machlokesi. For Rav Huna says like this, ki lo yamrinan ein seder l'mishnah, when don't I say this? When don't I say that there's not a seder for mishnah, v'chodim esechta? In one mesechta, then I agree to you. In one mesechta, if it's a machlokes, then a stam, we paskin like the stam. Avo betray mesechta, but in two different mesechtas, amrinim. Then we don't know which mishnah was written first. Because Rav Huna holds that Bava Kama and Bava Mesiyah are called two different mesechtas. So even though it's a machlokes here in Bava Kama, and it's a stam mishnah later in Bava Mesiyah, we don't know which one was learned first, as they say to the mishnah. That's Rav Huna's svara. Rabbi Yosef says, no, I'll tell you, Kula Nezikin Chodim Mesechti. Rabbi Yosef says, no, the whole Nezikin is called one Mesechta. So therefore, Baba Kama, Baba Messiah, Baba Basra, it's all called one Mesechta. So Machlokes really, what does Kula Nezikin mean? Does Kula Nezikin mean only the three Babis? Does it also mean Sanhedrin, Avodah Zarah, the whole thing?
So what does Rashi say here? It doesn't say here.
The Kula Nezikin Chodim Mesechti. Kula Nezikin Chodim Mesechti. It's like this. Because later the Mishnah says better. Even if you want to say it's called two different sechtes, but here for sure we pass on like the next Mishnah. Because they're written by Hilchos Pesikta, that call a Mishana Yodel al Tachtoino. Because a Choyzeva Yodel al Tachtoino. Like the Mishnah over there in Bav Metzia is saying clear Psak Halachis. So whenever the Mishnah says clear Psak Halachis, we pass on like that. But since the Mishnah is saying other Psak Halachis, for sure we pass on this way also. So that's why he held that Rabbi Yosef holds, we don't have to tell us Halachic Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Yosef says no, still we have to tell us. Turn around, one like this. If you give money to your